Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We've reached Thursday morning. It is June 25th.
Oh no. Oh no. You're going to do it. Are you going to do it right now?
Yeah. We're halfway there. 6 months till Christmas. And we'll definitely be playing Christmas Carol in an envelope in the month of December.
Oh, does that sound good?
Just to remind everyone, that Christmas Carol in an envelope is the game from last year that we never got a winner to. So it's just a continuation a year later.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It'll continue on. I really wanted to play maybe one guess for Christmas in July, but that falls on a Saturday.
Oh, no.
So I just don't. I don't think that's going to work
out.
That's
a bummer.
Speaking of envelopes. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. So if anybody's joining us for the first time this week, it's been a roller coaster ride for Dead Guy in an Envelope.
It sure has. By the way, do you know who Stevie picked? Did you look?
I don't even know where the envelope's at, full disclosure, for our EMCs. And EMCs, good morning to you. I know she was between a couple of names, mm-hmm. and she was talking about them, and I don't think I ever heard the final name.
You know, now that you mention that, I thought I knew the final name, but now that you mention it, I didn't. Yeah. So I'm like 98% sure I know.
We will get the final. Well, we need to know for a reaction know to end the game. Mm-hmm. So, yes, Stevie, mm-hmm. we had a winner on Monday. Tuesday we took off. We were talking about it. We thought the winner might be able to choose the name. She had no desire because she has chosen the name three times. She's won this game three times and loves the game so much. She didn't want to pick the name because her and her husband keep track of the score. They have a paper on their dresser that they write the names down on. So Kim of Seven Hills not choosing the name. So Stevie never has. So producer Stevie's chosen this name.
So we need one guest today. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. Who do you think he is?
216-343-1021. We will find out the name either today or sometime in the next.
We know who the options are.
And we would love your guess. That is next EMCs. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
My man, we are doing well. We would love your guess for Dead Guy in an Envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope.
How about Liam Payne, One Direction singer?
Oh, Liam Payne, Stevie!
That's a great guess, especially since Stevie picked, but no, that's not it.
Oh, that really was a good guess. But the game continues on tomorrow morning on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Do you think this will be the shortest round of Dead Guy in the Envelope?
No, I think it's going to take long.
You think it's going to take long?
And I can't say why. I just...
No, it's fine. It's a feeling. Stevie has picked this name. We talked about it. She hasn't picked a name. She should have picked a name
by now.
We've gone back and forth. We've had listeners pick the name for Dead Guy in the Envelope. It's how we start the show, and then we move on with the rest of the content.
I want to say something about it, but I feel like it's a hint, and I can't... Of why I think it'll take long, but I can't say it.
Yeah, no. We don't want to give a hint.
But I think it'll take... You think it will take long?
No.
Really?
If I were to guess, I would guess two things about this game. I would guess one, this will be, you know what? It's probably go quick because it'll be a mysterious situation because I'm off next week.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I see what's going to happen.
I don't know what
you're talking about. This is going to be the fastest game because of that, because mysterious things happen on the show and in the studio when I take a couple of days off.
It happened twice.
Right? Steve Irwin, that you told people. So there was that.
I did not.
You did.
And then we
rhymes
really,
with Shmee Shmerwin, and he used to hang out with crocodiles, is basically what you said on the air.
I might have made a crocodile reference. I didn't give it away.
Secondly, so we're on totally opposite ends of the spectrum. And EMCs, maybe you have a thought on this too. 216-343-1021. You can always shoot us a DM. I also think that no game will ever last as long as Meatloaf.
Never.
That was 11 months. That was almost 11
like
months.
January went to November. It took forever. That's one guess a day, every single day. Every single day we took a guess in that game.
And behind the scenes, everybody, there's other stations literally down this hallway. Everybody knows when we get a winner because we're so loud and screaming. And they are just as excited for the winner as we are. And they you know, are concerned obviously about their other content and their other, you know, things that are going on.
Well, yeah, because we don't tell anyone. I mean, we tell nobody who is in that envelope. No.
I've had people to ask me what it is and everything else, and I love them dearly. And I said, you know, I just can't do it because you will probably tell somebody.
Right.
Right.
Can't risk it.
All right. So once again, it continues tomorrow morning. It's how we start the show. I don't want to tell you this.
What?
It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. I had a dirty Dr. Pepper yesterday. It's only my second one compared to your maybe six or so. I don't know how many you had.
You might have had a new number every day.
I said eight yesterday. I said over or under eight yesterday, and you did not answer. So then I was trying to be nicer and go with six, even though it has been out for a little while. It's not like it was released yesterday, and you grabbed six of them. I'm making the number up. It could have been three. I didn't know
you said over or under eight. Yeah. I thought you just said you've had at least eight, and I didn't answer.
That's our new game. That's our new game on the show. We actually do breaks on the air. And then you're surprised at the breaks when I replay them later on in the show.
I know.
Like, you said that?
Like, oh,
you said
yeah.
this. Like, no, in the moment really should be the better reaction to
that.
That
does happen. How was it? Was it just heaven to the mouth?
So here's my review.
Don't. What? I can already tell you're going to disappoint me.
No, it's great. I really wanted the blue drink to be fantastic, and I'm just mid on the blue drink, and I can't remember exactly what it was, but I would try to move away from something. I just tried something different every time I'm there. Like, by the way, I went nuggets. I never get chicken nuggets.
Get back to the dirty Dr. Pepper. Were you happy with it? I can tell you weren't, because you would be much more excited.
No, it was. There are levels of excitement. So just like there are levels if you go to Rocket Arena, you can be in the lower bowl.
Yeah, right.
You can be in the mezzanine, mm-hmm. and you can be in the upper level.
Right.
I think that I'm in the mezzanine. You are on stage. You are actually at Jelly Roll and Post Malone, like in the crowd.
You
crowd surfing.
Mezzanine level for a dirty Dr. Pepper.
I think I'm mezzanine level.
Did you get the drink?
By the way, those are good seats.
Did you
swirl? Those are club level.
Did you swirl properly?
No, I don't swirl it.
Okay, well, that's a problem.
I have to drink through that. It has to be the right ratio.
Also, you didn't drink it with a straw, did you?
No, only aliens do that.
My mom did that the first time. She's like, this isn't good. And then she got another one. She's like, oh, I think I wasn't supposed to use a straw.
My daughter and I yesterday, and she just had the strawberry watermelon.
And it comes in
a sippable cup. They're even telling you that is a sippable drink. And she put a straw through there. And she said, well, then, Daddy, why do they give you a straw? And I said, that is a great question. Maybe you were doing it right. But with the dirty Dr. Pepper, they have the layer of goodness on top. You're supposed to
sip through it, and then it gently. The best part about that dirty Dr. Pepper is the gentle cascading and falling of that cold foam into the drink. And as you drink it, it mixes together. Yeah. And that's why you got to do little swirls.
Yeah, you can't straw. You can't straw that. I'm glad you mentioned that. I had a conversation about that yesterday.
I'm not glad you don't like it.
Jen, it's the mezzanine. Those are expensive, good tickets.
But to you, it's just fine.
No, it's probably a 7 out of 10, not a 10 out of 10 for me. It's a 57 out of 10. That's fine.
It's really delicious.
I don't even think you like Dr. Pepper.
I didn't think so either.
So this is the most bizarre drink that all of a sudden a layer of goodness is on it and you don't care about what's underneath.
I know. And I didn't. I thought I hated Dr. Pepper because I passionately hate root beer. It's so gross to me. And I thought Dr. Pepper tasted like it. Turns out it doesn't. And the only reason I got this is because I tried the Dunkin' one for our Tasty Tuesday. And I'm like, I got to compare because everyone's doing the dirty sodas. And I only did it for the show. I didn't get it because I thought like, oh, I might like this. Right. And then I took a sip and I was like, oh, my Lord.
Nope. You're getting one
turns
today.
Turns out Dr. Pepper's delicious. I am getting one today.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning to you. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
How often do you guys wash your water bottles?
Never.
Not enough.
Just like your feet.
Yeah, you.
Where did that come from? How often do you wash your water bottle?
When it looks gross and slimy.
I mean, I will give it a rinse, like soap and water and everything like that. Yeah.
Get a nice scrub. They have all those fancy kits on TikTok.
Oh, they do. I know.
A lot of things to clean.
I just look and I make sure there's no. You know, if it looks fine, it's fine. Is there a regimen? Is there how often do you?
Well, I have an at-home water bottle that I like carry with me in my car right now. Like bring it all the time.
But is it at home or it's made it to the car now though?
What's it? Yeah, it comes to the car every day. It comes everywhere with me. My at-home water bottle that gets washed often. But then there's my work water bottle.
Mm-hmm. I have a work water bottle too.
It stays here. Yeah, and gets refilled every day. That one.
We should look inside. We should do a video and look inside and see if it's there's any mold going on there.
I don't think we should do that.
Wait, is this a how often you should scrub it?
No, someone posted a video. I think it was probably Rage Bait, based on what they said. It's got over 7 million views. In the comments, everyone's arguing about how gross it is, basically. Okay.
I don't want
makes me want to check my water bottle now.
I don't want to do this.
Do a thorough check.
Can we skip this?
Of all of that. So Jen and I will leave the studio, but Stevie and the socials is next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
So there's a video I saw on TikTok with over 7 million views. I think this person was trying to get comments and views, like definitely rage baiting us based on the caption. But it's just a video of them. It's not even of them. It's just a video of a sink with their water bottle in the sink. And it says, just got my brand new Owala. First and last time ever cleaning it. And they have all the soap and everything. And it's, you know, joking that some people get a water bottle, wash it right away, and that's it. Never again.
Wait, they never clean it ever?
Well,
now, look, I am not great.
Not a deep clean, I guess. Maybe a rinse.
I am not great about cleaning mine. When I do clean it, I deep dive clean it. Like, I got the brushes, and you got to take all the pieces, parts out, and all that. But
got to get the rubber piece off.
Yes.
So the mold will build in.
Because you never know what's under there.
And then
the little circular rubber thing. Yeah.
I think a water bottle is similar to laundry.
What does that mean?
It just takes the sniff test.
Oh.
Where you have the water bottle, you give it a couple of sniffs after you rinse it out with some warm water. All good to go. Let's put some juice in that thing.
Juice?
Well, whatever it is.
You got
to keep
separate.
You have
water
to open it up and sniff it. You have to open it up.
I just sniffed it.
Please,
the thing.
Not by the board. Stevie already did this.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Yeah, I think
what's it smell like? Water?
Just water.
What's water smell like?
Clearly hot water and everything. But how often do you, please, and everybody listening probably has a water bottle. You probably stand by your Owala or your Stanley or your Yeti or the list. There's a new one. So Dick's Sporting Goods. What was it? Because Dick's Sporting Goods, by the way, Stanley must be old news. There are no Stanleys at Dick's.
That's because they're all at TJ Maxx now.
Oh, they are.
And Sierra and all
that.
That's
right.
Yeah.
I was so surprised because I said it's all Owala. Yeti's still holding strong. And there was like, it's normally a wall of Stanleys at Dick's Sporting Goods. Gone. It's a different brand now.
I feel like I see Hydro Jug a lot.
Hydro Jug. That's what it was. So the entire wall was that. I was like, oh.
Those have been around, too.
And they have, but I just hadn't seen the entire wall of them at Dick's Sporting Goods. How often do you clean the water bottle while you're all friends here? You can say that you never have. Have you ever given it a rinse? Are you a daily scrubber of the water bottle? 216-343-1021 or shoot us a DM. Good morning. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. This is a fantastic point. Cleaning your water bottle is like cleaning your feet in the shower. If it's constantly submerged to water, do you really need to clean it? Thank you for the DM.
Who said that? Did you make that up?
Nope.
Yes, you
did. It is not.
Who's it from?
It's from Daniel in Richfield.
That's that's a lie.
It's not a lie. It is a text message that I received.
Did Daniel in Richfield really say that?
Yes, it's a great point.
Apparently, Daniel in Richfield has never heard of mold.
Cleaning your water bottle is like cleaning your feet in the shower. If it's constantly submerged in water, do you really need to clean it? That is a great point for another time. That is a great point. Thank you for listening to the show.
Need to be supporting.
That's why we're going down to country made, country time.
Okay.
Country store.
What's that?
Country time.
No. I don't think so.
I think it is.
No, I don't think so.
You're going to be drinking moldy water, so.
With your moldy feet.
I am basically unkillable.
I don't know if this is worse or not. Stephanie says, my ex-husband had a Yeti that he used for coffee. He never washed it in the whole year that he had it.
I see why he's the ex-husband.
I know, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
Got that moldy breath. Can't be kissing moldy breath. It's country made.
I know I wasn't going to correct you because I said you used to say country time all the time.
That's the lemonade.
It is the lemonade.
Country
lemonade is great.
Emily says lemonade. She does hers once a week to make sure mold doesn't get in the straw. These are good people.
Those are good people.
Yeah.
Thank you, Daniel, for the DM.
Daniel, maybe don't support the unclean feet of our co-host. All right. What do you think people are tipping on average at restaurants? Take a guess because it's lower than you think.
No, it's probably not lower than I think. Tip your waiter or waitress or whomever. They're doing the service. Come on now. You can't cheap out. You have good service. Leave a tip.
100% agree with you. That's in 60 seconds. It's 66 degrees in Lyndhurst. That's our Star City. These are the three things you need to know this morning. Ferrara's Imported Foods on Mayfield Road is closed. This is after 67 years in business. It was family run, and they didn't publicly announce a reason for the closure. All these blind box giveaways have sold out within minutes this week, and now you have one chance left to get yours. It'll happen at noon today. And a new report from Toast shows Americans are feeling more pressure to tip, but average restaurant tips still under 20%. People are tipping around 18%, although Ohio among the top tipping states at 20.7%. It's 6:59.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good Thursday morning to you. It's the Jen and Tim Show. What in the world day is this?
Took you a minute. Sorry.
I'm here. I know. Been a day. You've been sassy off the air. What's going on today? I have no idea. What you had for breakfast? Talking about dirty water bottles. I have no idea what's going on today. We're only at 7:10. It's off the rails. Track? Anyway, we're going to play Cleveland. How much do you make?
We want to know how much you make. Base salary. Is that what it is? Off the rails?
Are
you? Because it's you you're talking about, right?
Yeah, something's going on.
I know. It's great. You're super fun. You're always fun. You're extra sassy today. A lot. Anyway, we want to know how much you make. Base salary. You can stay anonymous. You don't have to tell us your name. We're going to ask you some questions, some weird, some serious, and then we'll each take a guess to see how much you make. See who comes closest.
Exactly. Who comes closest? We get DMs, people playing along. We love playing this game and learning about what you do. We try to guess it within $5,000, even though it is very, very tough to do. So who's going to play this round of Cleveland? How much do you make? 216-343-1021. The game begins next. Let's kick it off. We play it every Thursday. We appreciate you playing along. We called around to Cleveland. How much do you make? We're going to ask a series of questions, and then we're going to try to guess your base salary. The first question is always, what do you do?
I'm a social worker, a licensed social worker.
Thank you for doing what you do. How long have you been a licensed social worker?
For a little over 10 years now.
So what work environment are you in? Are you at a hospital? Are you working for the county? Are you where are you doing social work?
I'm a state social worker, and I guess you could say I work with mental health clients.
Do you travel at all? Do you have an office at a certain location? Like, how does that work?
So, yes, I'm community-based, so I'm meeting people in the community.
What level of education do you have?
I have a master's degree.
Oh, she's fancy. That's fancy. And what do you find to be the most challenging about your job?
The client's mental health diagnosis, which could, make things much more difficult. Delusional, things of that nature without going into too much detail.
Oh, sure, of course. Please tell me you have a vacation planned. I'm just wondering, she's got to have something on the radar. This has got to be very, I say this all the time about nurses. There are just certain people that I believe are angels on earth. I really believe that. You seem like one of those people, so I figure, hey, you know what? There should be, if you didn't go on a vacation recently, there should be one on the radar. Is there or no?
Unfortunately not.
Oh, come on!
You need
to plan
one. They
talk about cruises all the time on the show. I've never been. Maybe you need a cruise if you're not a cruiser. I don't know. Try to win a trip to Jamaica, something.
That's it.
I could use one. Maybe you guys could help me coordinate that.
Boarding passes. That's what you need to do. Grab boarding passes. If you win, it's free. It's all inclusive. You can hang out and read on the beach. You can have a beverage. You can eat. You can do whatever you want. You deserve that. All right, it's going to be time for our guesses. Play along. You can shoot us a DM if you have a guess. Let's continue around to Cleveland. How much do you make on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites? We're going to go around the room and try to guess her base salary within $5,000. In case you missed it, this is what she does.
I'm a social worker, a licensed social worker.
Thank you for doing what you do. How long have you been a licensed social worker?
For a little over 10 years now.
So now we're going to go around the room, and we're going to guess base salary. We're going to see how close we can get. We try to get within $5,000. Usually we fail, but we're going to try.
I'm going to guess you make $58,000 a year.
I'm going to guess you make $78,000 a year.
I'm going to go in the middle and go $68,000.
Okay. I was really trying to stay away from
it's
what
so
Stevie's guess
tough
might be.
To make these guesses.
It really is. It's a really important job. You gave us the details about it. So how much do you make base salary?
63.
Oh, my. What did you say, Tim?
68. Or no, what did I say? 70-something. You were closest.
68.
Yeah,
well,
you were too close.
Of course you did.
Yeah, Stevie's always the closest. And within $5,000!
Oh, my gosh. Well, we are so grateful to talk to you and learn about what you do. And thank you for calling in and playing the game. Cleveland, how much do you make today?
Thank you so much, and thank you for everything you guys do.
I thought I knew what was coming up with 810, but I might have to
do something else.
Why?
Because of you two.
No.
Might be Stevie's.
You know what?
It might be called Stevie's Secret Mission. That might be an 810. Something some audio I stumbled across.
Listen,
that you're both shocked at.
You know what's annoying about this is I cannot believe you found this so quickly. You haven't found the whole category though.
Stevie's Secret Mission. I didn't know there was a whole category until now. Thank you.
We're just building. We're building it. We're building it.
Something's going on.
Listen.
You know what? Between my wife watching ahead on these shows, or at least not looking ahead, but searching up what's going to happen next on the next episode, and you two with the secret mission, I don't even know who I am anymore. I thought I knew the closest people to me. It seems they are all failing me.
No one's failing you.
They are. Something
all
happened.
We're
you were
doing.
Both shocked. You almost fell out of your chair. Stevie jumped up. Something's going on that I don't know about. Something is happening, and I stumbled across some audio, and I don't know what's going on.
Well, the fact that you stumbled across the audio so quickly after we put it in there, like, why would you ever play that file? Why would you ever play that file?
It's my job, Jen. It's my job.
Fine. We'll talk about it.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning to you. It's
powdery and puffy.
So...
powdery and puffy show.
Very
it's
nice.
Stevie's secret mission. She's gonna have to join us in studio here in a minute. I don't know what's happening. I had something else totally planned for 8:10 until all of a sudden I'm doing some work. I'm putting a file into the computer, and all of a sudden I hear
powdery and puffy show.
And you're asking me, how in the world did you find that?
Why
and
did
Stevie
you find
jumps
that?
out of her chair in the production room, and she comes in the studio, which is attached to the to the on-air studio. And what's happening? There's a secret mission that I happen to stumble across.
Powdery and puffy show.
So that's
very
in
nice.
There. I have
very
no
nice.
Idea what's going on.
Listen.
I didn't even know. I just stumbled across it. I wasn't searching for anything. I was literally just loading in a musical file. That was all I was doing this morning.
You deserve this.
I don't know why I deserve that. I have no idea. But there is some secret mission. I mean, I know you are at the helm of this mission, and Stevie is the one that is executing on whatever is happening behind the scenes. So now I think it's time to uncover whatever Stevie's secret mission is.
Yes, it is, because it is a delight, and I wasn't planning on revealing it so early. But now that you've sneakily found it, we have to. Which I can't believe you found. Of course you found it.
Of course it did. Plus, I've been playing a little game over the last half hour.
What?
I don't think Stevie knows about this yet.
Oh, what'd you do?
Oh, yeah. I'm watching.
Tim!
I know what's happening.
No!
I know something's going on between the two of you. Both been very quiet, look at each other. Fingers are typing on that keyboard.
I don't
something's
know what you're
happening.
Talking about.
Stevie's secret mission revealed. Well, to all of us. All right, what's going on? It's Stevie's secret mission. On Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Well, I feel like it's well known on the show that you take little audio clips of me, and then you play them a lot over and over
Come
and
on,
over
Stevie.
Again.
You've been doing a lot of work today.
We
and
only,
I've been messing with you. I got to reveal that. I feel she deserves
we
a free bagel sandwich.
We only thought it fair
today.
That we grab your clips.
I only play them a couple of times, maybe during Trump Tui. That's all I do.
I didn't know you were messing with me. I don't think you thought I knew that, but I was aware.
I know. You started catching on.
I had to save all things multiple times.
Oh, my gosh.
And
I thought
also
it was,
what were
you
doing? It was different ways that you don't know about. So.
I know. It was. This was clearly not like a training program, but what I was so... She's loading in these... once again, if you're just joining us, I stumbled across this morning.
Powdery and puffy show.
So I think to myself, what is that? I didn't load that in.
I couldn't save it yesterday because it wasn't working. So I thought, oh, I'll just do it today, not expecting you to find it.
I cannot believe you found it.
So I was trying to hide. Once I heard that, then all of a sudden, ding, 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 it started going off in my head. Oh, they're creating a Tim Richards soundboard. Something's happening.
Yes, we are.
So.
I mean, of course we are. And by the way, where are the rest of the audio files? We need to play those right now.
I don't know.
You liar.
Stevie has them.
No, they're in the system, because if they're not, I don't have them anymore.
Well,
did you delete them?
No, here's what I was doing.
What
it's
did
a little
you do?
Inside, but I can make it make sense on the air. So as you are entering in audio that we want to play and create this hotkey, which a hotkey, you just push these buttons and they fire, similar to...
It's about to get interesting up in here.
Like, see? I just pushed a button. That's called a hotkey.
Right. That is a hotkey.
The reason I mention that is when you're sending the audio over, it comes over on one number and then you disperse throughout the system, right?
Right.
You can rename them. So the entire morning, I've just had this number open. So whenever she sends a file over, I just change it and move it.
That is ridiculous.
I've done this for 30 minutes. Stevie is going to leave the show today. Yeah, but I have all the numbers. I can rename them. Like, I'm actually creating more work for me. They're all in the system. They just don't have a name. I just took the name off.
You just have blank files? Can you?
But I know the file numbers. That's the thing. They're all just blank, but I have them.
Listen,
but then I'm going to cause myself problems because now I have to go back in and name everything that she put in the system.
Well, you need to go back in right now.
You better rename them exactly what they're supposed to be.
Yes, because we have a category.
Well, you better get the list.
You better get the list.
I know. I'm going to have to.
Not only that.
In the meantime, it was worth it.
Next, I want you to play all of them.
I don't know where they're at.
Every single one. I think there's at least six.
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Six or seven.
Very well
next,
done, Stevie.
We're making Tim find them. He's going to play all of them for you.
I'm not going to lie to you. I might need two songs because this is only 2 minutes.
That's your own fault.
I mean, it might be this and Eric Carmen. I don't know. I don't know what these are, but I know where the dump button is located just in case. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
So we have collected some audio of you. It is only fair as you have collected a lot of audio of me. Don't make that face at me. You're so mad.
Happy ears.
Listen. You grabbed a lot of audio of me. You play it a lot. It's annoying. So I just thought it's only fair to have clips of you as well. The only problem is you have control of the board because you're the one that pushes the buttons. But would you like to hear the collection that we've made?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
We'll see if these all work or what they are. I don't know.
Yeah,
because
we would
have
them named properly if it wasn't for you.
There's one that's named properly.
Mm-hmm.
Two that are named properly.
What did you name them?
These don't. So that doesn't have a name because I deleted it, so I can put that in.
Mm-hmm.
What's this one?
Oh my god!
That was actually a pretty good imitation. I do not like how you almost fell out of your
chair. I'm sorry, I missed it. Can I hear that again?
No, because
please.
I only have a one on. Hold
no,
on. I gotta copy it now. This is not.
It.
I wouldn't be. I don't have them back to back in the system.
Exactly.
If you push the buttons, you would know. Why is that in there?
You said it.
You said it. So there we go. What else is it?
There we go. I can
there
grab it again.
Go.
Just takes
there
me a minute.
Go.
Here's another one. All right, mm-hmm. I grabbed that. Here's another one. Oh, they're all, I don't know.
Oh, that's weird. They're all the same.
Supposed to be that.
Is it because you did something?
No, I did. I just grabbed the numbers. I can't edit them in here.
Are they all the same?
Those four are the same. I don't
know
why.
They are not the same.
Oh. Well, guess what? I played the number and they are the same. There's another one.
You're missing a lot of them.
Yeah,
Tim.
Then I don't have them. Whatever numbers came across. I didn't touch them. As they were coming across, it was AN3. So I don't know.
Well, we need to find the rest
three
of them.
Or four.
There's
I was
a few.
Refixing you messing me up.
Oh my gosh.
So they're probably where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, maybe they are. Maybe I didn't get to grab those.
I can tell you where to search them and we'll see if they're in there.
No, we can't know.
Oh, we don't want him to know.
Oh, that was great.
I don't trust him.
Because he'll move them again.
You should not. Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of different names. There's a lot of JTBO Tims in here that I did not get.
That's it.
Yeah, we'll do that. Let me play a song. We'll get to, I got to grab these two. Those, I had nothing to do with these. These were already loaded
in. He was
going to
find the name of them eventually. Good job, Stevie.
Yeah, it's a great job by Stevie.
Thank you, Stevie.
They are 3 minutes away. Let me grab them on Star 102. You know, as you are going through these files, we named them very, and probably me, very odd. Not these.
Really?
Yeah. It's like Tim is shirtless, one.
I did see that one. And I was wondering what that was.
I remember
Star 102,
that.
Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
It's when you showed up shirtless on my Alexa that rotates.
Oh, that's right. It's a Wyatt shirtless. Yeah,
that's because I've named a lot of those. Sorry.
I was just saying,
your explanation helped.
Yeah.
Yes, by the way.
Yeah. I would explain it if I had named it.
That
makes sense. But that's a Jen one. All right, that makes sense. So you're creating it's a Jen and Tim show, or it's a Jen and, or it's a Tim soundboard essentially, right?
Sure is.
Like what I do.
Oh my god. Nate! That's me. Nate! You are supposed to be playing you.
Okay.
This is the
moon.
What?
Seriously. I need to get you to say that and the Nate line.
That was so great.
We need to add those because, yeah, you do that a lot. One, two, you play three, the sounds of me a lot.
I have seven of them.
And now we were on a secret mission. You found it because you were loading in other audio. I mean, you found it by accident. It's not like you knew we were doing something.
Stevie's more stealth than I did. She renamed it. They're all in there.
Yeah. So
they're
all in there.
I could not hide it from Stevie.
So let's just real quick go through what we have of you so far, because there are a lot of options, but this is what we have so far.
All right. Here's one.
Very nice.
That's one.
Very good.
That was mocking.
Okay, you don't need.
Better.
I don't need a side by side.
Let's do a
just you.
Okay.
Just you. Why do you sound like that?
A bad movie character that you want to stay
like
away from.
Villain. Like,
that's the next door neighbor you want to stay away from.
Right.
All right. Here's another one.
Okay, I don't like that one.
There's a lot more ums I need to find.
Yeah, I don't.
It's abbreviated.
The filing one was that, just.
At least you picked a gentler one.
That I have three more.
That was
That's
you.
That's a horrifying buzzer.
It's really terrible. You were imitating the buzzer in Trump 2 because the buttons weren't working.
Right.
That was supposed to be. That was your correct.
Yes. That really one close.
You really didn't nail that.
So this is supposed to be this, but this is the Tim version of that.
That one's pretty good.
The buzzer was horrible.
The ding was good, but you at first you were doing bong instead of ding.
You both helped me out and corrected me and guided me. Around that path,
I think you did better. Yeah,
And then I have one more.
Yeah,
that was it.
That's what you're.
That was the bong.
The ding was you trying to correct our criticism of the bong.
Right,
that's great.
The ding and the bong are pretty good. The buzzer are terrible.
Yeah, it was like I was tased.
Very jarring.
Exactly.
It was not.
You were
great.
Definitely tased.
There you go.
So there you go. We have a Tim board. I don't know how we'll ever play it because he's the one that pushes the buttons. But that's
great
your
job, Stevie. Outstealthed me this morning. Big time.
Way to go, Stevie.
I thought I was on top of it, and then I looked in the air entirely named, and she did a great job putting those in because I was.
You're slow.
I was really annoyed. On my end, it was taken care of, but on her end, she had already renamed it. It was
good job, Stevie.
That was well done. Very well done.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.